Okay, we're always trying to look for a topic that's an interesting topic and also relates to something that was done recently in the Daf Yomi. So in Yevamos Daf Chaf Beis, the Mishnah had said that Mishi Yeshlo Ach Mikol Makom, anyone who has any kind of brother, Zoke Kaseisha Sachav LiYibum, that brother is going to create a situation of Yibum if the man dies without any children. But then the second half of the Mishnah says, Mishi Yeshlo Ben Mikol Makom, Poter Eshe Saviv Min HaYibum, anyone who has any sort of son would exempt his brother, his father from Yibum, meaning if a man dies and he has no children except for this one sort of son, or whatever he is, so this one type of son, this one guy, this one kid who's a son that maybe is not someone to be so proud of, but that's enough to pater the father from Yibum. But v'chayiv al makaso v'al kilolaso u'beno l'kol davar, this ben mikol makom, this son who we don't say much about in the Mishnah, but who's apparently some type of second-rate son, even though he's only a second-rate son, he's enough of a son that if he hits his father, if he curses his father, he's going to be chayiv for those things, and he's a son with all halachos, etc. Then the Gemara says, okay, what are we talking about? What kind of son is this? Who says, you know, imagine introducing your children, and this is my son who's in law school, and this is my son who's in medical, and this is my son who, mikol makom, you know, he's the son. So the Gemara says, what kind of son is this? A ben mikol makom? Whoever heard of such a thing? A ben mikol makom? So the Gemara says that who's ben mikol makom? Mikol makom lasuye mai, amar Rav Yehuda lasuye mamzer. That the son is a mamzer. No fault of his own, obviously. It's the father's fault. Father went ahead and decided to sleep with an Eishes Ish, let's say. So created a situation where the child is a mamzer. And even that son would exempt the Yibum. And not only that, the son is chayiv if he hits his father, if he curses his father. Asks the Gemara, son is chayiv if he hits his father, if he curses his father, why? You shouldn't hit or curse the father. The father's a terrible person. He's a horrible human being. He creates a son who's a mamzer. Normally the isra to hit, to curse, that's only ba'osa ma'isa amcha. That's only someone who behaves like a proper person. This guy is not behaving like a proper person. Answers the Gemara, ba'osa tshuva. The father did tshuva. So if the father did tshuva, then there's a chiyuv if you hit him or curse him. So it got me thinking that maybe it would be a good opportunity to discuss the din of kibbutz ha'aim ba'aviv rasha. That is, there any din of kibbutz ha'aim when one's father is a rasha? Because here we have the son whose father made him into a mamzer. So you'd imagine that this son has a lot to be angry about to his father. The kid's never going to be able to get married because he's a mamzer because of his father. And the Gemara says he's allowed to be mekalel him, he's allowed to be makeh him, he's allowed to do all these terrible things to him, unless the father did tshuva. Only if the father did tshuva, then the kid's not allowed to do these things. So what if one's father is a rasha? Is there any din of kibbutz ha'aim ba'aviv rasha? So then I started thinking, kibbutz ha'aim ba'aviv rasha, what about, and also the Gemara relates to whether a mamzer in general is chayiv in kibbutz ha'aim, but then I just started thinking about other situations. What if the father's not a rasha, but he's not a Jew? What if you have a person who converts? Is there a, and this comes up all the time, obviously, every time you have a ger is brought into this world by biological parents who are now no longer halachically related to him. So he doesn't want to always cut ties with his parents. So what? To what extent is there a mitzvah of kibud for those parents? So just by way of introduction to the general mitzvah of kibud aveim, obviously it doesn't need to be emphasized because we know very well that the mitzvah of kibud aveim is a very great mitzvah. It's one of the Aseres Hadibros. It's the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, and going over to Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph tells us Shlosha Shutvinim Ba'adam. There are three partners in man. Aviv, Imo, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aviv, Imo, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you're Mechabed Aviv, Imo, I consider it like you're Mechabed me, I consider it as if I live amongst you, and you have honored me, and if you don't, then it's a very bad thing. So apparently, Kibbutz Ha'aim is even equated with the kavod that one gives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so on that level, it's a very, very great mitzvah. And also, the Gemara says, it's such an overwhelming chiyuv, the level of kibud that one must show is such an overwhelming chiyuv that Rabbi Yochanan comments in the Gemara, and this is in source number 2, I think it is, that Rabbi Yochanan makes the comment that Rabbi Yochanan, ki avrasu imo, ki abartu imo meis aviv, Yeladito meis. Rabbi Yochanan, the third line of that Gemara, in source number two, third line of that source, at the end of the line. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ashrei mi shelo chaman. Fortunate is one who never saw his parents, because then he's not faced with the nisayon of kibud aveim. Hard to even read those words, that he says that no one could ever pass such a nisayon of kibud aveim. So difficult. The Gemara says a little bit of biography of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan ki barto yimame saviv. As soon as his mother became pregnant with him, his father died. Yeladitu meseimo. As soon as he was born, his mother died. So he never knew his parents. And he said, I feel in a way that I would have failed if I would have known my parents. No one could do the kibud aveim that's really required. V'chein Abaye, and the same is true of Abaye. So the Gemara says, really, the same is true of Abaye? Abaye, all over Shas, is always running around saying, Amrali aim. Mom used to tell me this, mom used to tell me that. So the Gemara says, yeah, it wasn't really his mom. It was his stepmom. It was the woman who raised him. But it wasn't really his mother. Abaye also never had the privilege of knowing his own mother. So kibud aveim, very important mitzvah, very overwhelming mitzvah. But what is the nature of the mitzvah? And when we discuss the nature of the mitzvah, that will help us understand how to deal with Aviv Rasha a little bit better. The Sefer HaChinuch, the Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, discusses what the reasons for all mitzvahs are. Mitzvah Lamed Gimel discusses the reason for the mitzvah of Kibud Av Ve'Em. So in source number 3, in Sefer HaChinuch, he says, Mishar She Mitzvah Zu, when you write a Sefer, like the Sefer HaChinuch, where you try to give a reason for every mitzvah, so some mitzvahs provide more of a challenge than other mitzvahs. Mitzvah of Kibud Av Ve'Em doesn't seem like that much of a challenge to come up with the reason. It seems like something that probably was fairly easy for him. And he writes, Sharoi Lala Adam She, it's a little harder to explain shotness, you know, than to explain Kibud Av Ve'Em. Sharoi Lala Adam, the reason for the mitzvah is that it's appropriate for a person, Sheyakir V'Yigmal Chesed L'Misha Asiyimot Tova. Simply said, Hakaras Hatov. Every person has to have a basic sense of Hakaras Hatov. V'loya Naval U'misnaker V'kafoy Tova. And a person shouldn't be a lowlife who doesn't show Hakaras Hatov. Shezu mida ra'a u'mu'usa b'tachlis v'fnei elukim v'anashim. It doesn't hold any punches. Someone who's a kafoy Tova has a disgusting mida that's disgusting in the extreme to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to other people. Other people aren't going to like it if you don't express gratitude when they do things for you, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like it. V'sheyitein elibo, and also that a person should put to mind, should think about, ki ha'ava eim heim sibas heyosa ba'olam, that we're here on this earth because of a father and mother. V'al kein be'emes roilo lasasam kol kavod v'kol to'el sheyuchal. So what could we ever do that would be enough? How could one ever repay them? We owe them our very lives. Ki heim viyu liolam, they brought us into this world. Kam yigubo kam yigios bekatnuso, and they worked so hard on us when we were young and it wasn't so easy. Many people tell me that, we've all had this experience at some point or another, that they only appreciate their parents once they had children of their own. And once they did their own waking up in the middle of the night to change the diapers, and once they did their own, and halvai, that's the easiest part. Then the kids grow up a little bit, right? Little kids, little challenges. And so the bigger kids, only when we see what it takes to raise a child, only then do we begin to really, really appreciate what our parents have done for us. And when a person is able to understand that level of Hakaras HaTov, that's going to lead him to be Makar Tov HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's going to appreciate that every breath, everything he has in the world is due to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how the Sefer HaChinuch explains. So very fundamentally, it's a din of Hakaras HaTov. And the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, has a famous diyun that we've spoken about many times, which is, what is the nature of the mitzvah of Kibud Av Ve'Em in terms of the way we categorize mitzvahs? Typically, we categorize mitzvahs as Bein Adam L'Chavero, or Bein Adam L'Makom. You look at the Aseres HaDibros, here we have the Bein Adam L'Makoms, and here we have the Bein Adam L'Chaveros. But Kibud Av Ve'Em seems to be sort of a bridge. It's on the Bein Adam L'Makom side of the Aseres HaDibros, but it seems to be more of a Bein Adam L'Chaveros. Minchas Chinuch has that discussion. How would you categorize Kibud Av Ve'Em? Now, what's the Havamina? It's to categorize as Ben Adam L'Makom. So we saw two things already. We saw on the one hand that Kibud Av Ve'Em is Hakaras HaTov. That's very much a Ben Adam L'Chavero kind of midah. But on the other hand, we saw the Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says when you mechabed your parents, it's as if you're mechabed me. That's very much Ben Adam L'Makom kind of midah. So if it's so there are lots of nafkaminas, whether a mitzvah is Ben Adam L'Chavero or Ben Adam L'Makom, it would be a nafkamina. One nafkamina, the Rashi writes in the Tshuva, in Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Ches, that you never say a bracha on a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveru. We only say bracha, so mitzvah ben adam l'makom. You give tzedakah, no bracha. You go be mevaker cholim, no bracha. Menachem avelim, no bracha. No birchus mitzvah on anything that's ben adam l'chaveru. Ben adam l'makom almost always has a bracha. Ben adam l'makom, tzitzis, tefillin, lulav, matzah, olam always has a bracha. Should there be a bracha on the mitzvah of kibbutz aveim? That luchara would be enough kamina if it's ben adam l'makom, ben adam l'chaveru. Ben adam l'chaveru, there's no bracha. Why not is an interesting discussion also. It could be that the nature of mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveru is that you're not supposed to make chaveru feel like a cheftza shel mitzvah. And if you were to, before you do any kindness, you were to say a bracha, you know, b'shem u'malchus with kavana, then the person feels like a cheftza shel mitzvah. They don't feel like they're the recipient of actual, genuine kindness. The mitzvah b'ran l'chavero is to do for chavero to make them actually feel good. That could be an explanation, but that would be one nafkamina. There are other nafkaminas as well in terms of how much money you have to spend on the mitzvah. Ben Adam L'makom, we always spend Hamavazviz, Alivazviz, Yosem Yechomesh. Typically, we spend up until 20% of our money for a mitzvah Ben Adam L'makom. Ben Adam L'chavero, the only mitzvah that requires spending any money for Ben Adam L'chavero, is the mitzvah of tzedakah, because that's the very nature of the mitzvah itself. But Bikur Cholim, Achnas Sorchim, these kinds of things, there is no monetary requirement. It's an effort. It's putting yourself out there. But it's not a monetary requirement. So how much do you have to spend for Kibbutz Aveim? The Gemara discusses that. Is Kibbutz Aveim Mishal Av or is it Mishal Ben? Maybe that relates to that issue, whether it's Ben Adam Makom, Ben Adam L'Chavero. Fine, these are the broad strokes of Kibbutz Aveim. What about Aviv Rasha? So the one Gemara that we saw already was the case of the Mamzer. The Mamzer in Maseches Yevamah says that if the father is still a Rasha, there's no requirement to, I shouldn't say, it never said anything about Kibbut. What did the Gemara talk about? If the father is a Rasha, and he has a child that's a Mamzer, because he's a Rasha, because of his acts of Rishos, he has a child that's a Mamzer, the Gemara said the child is allowed to hit him and allowed to curse him. But it never says he doesn't have to honor him. So you'd say, well, I mean, he's allowed to hit him, he's allowed to curse him. You know, bizui is something like, for example, the halacha is that an avisha machal al kavodo, kavodo machal. If father wants to be mochel is kavod, that's fine. He's allowed to be mochel is kavod. But his bizayon, he's not allowed to be mochel. I mean, even when you're allowed to do something that's not kavod, but to be mevazeh him, to hit him, to berate him, that would seem well beyond. Why is it, just parenthetically, that he's allowed to be mochel on his cover? And that's, by the way, another nafkamina between Ben Adam L'makom and Ben Adam L'chavero. If it's the cover of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he shouldn't be allowed to be mochel in that cover. If it's Ben Adam L'chavero, it's his own cover, he should be allowed to be mochel. But it could be that it's not a nafkamina, because what's the whole svara that a father is allowed to be mochel on his cover? Is a concept, Ritzono Shel Adam Zehu Kvodo. The definition of kavod is what a person desires, what a person wants. So like Rav Shechter used to give the example, he said, if my children start putting on my shoes in the morning, I start tying my shoes, I say, get away from me, I'm not crippled, I'm able to do it myself, I'm able to handle myself. You know, it would be annoying, it would be more annoying to him than it would be helpful to him. So that's not kavod then. But tying an elderly parent's shoes is kavod. Yeah, for an elderly parent who can't do it themselves. So good, so then that's the epitome of kavod, or that's wonderful, but not for a person who doesn't want it. That's the nature of kavod, that's the way kavod works. Okay, but that's the that might be enough, may or may not be enough kamina, whether ben al mechaver or ben al makom. But again, the Gemara never says anything about kavod, so you would think, of course you don't have to be mechabit him. You're allowed to hit him. You're allowed to curse him. You're allowed to do all sorts of things. So of course you wouldn't have to be mechabit him. Now, if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim Perek Vav Halachi Yeralev, yeah. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim Perek Vav Halachi Rav. I'm going to get to the Ger stuff later if we have time, but I wanted to get to the Rasha Mamzer stuff first. This Rambam is source number 15, Perek Vav Halachi Rav. Hamamzer Chayiv Bekavod Aviv Umo Ra'o. Right off the bat, Mamzer is Chayiv in the honor of his father and the Mora of his father. What's the difference between kavod and mora? So the Gemara tells us what the difference is. The Gemara Kiddushin says, Ezu kibud, Ezu mora. Kibud is ma'achila, ma'ashkeu. You give him to eat, you give him to drink, you do positive acts for him. Mora is, you don't stand in his place, you don't sit in his place, you don't contradict him in a discussion. Mora is more of a reverence. Kavod is acts of service. Mora is more of a reverence. That's why the Gemara says, Mechabdo b'chayev u'mechabdo la'achar mosa. We're mechabed a father while he's alive, and then again, la'achar mosa, still la'achar mosa, there's still the mitzvah of kibud. But the Gemara says, la'achar mosa ketzad. How are you mechabed la'achar mosa? Why does it ask the question? What do you mean, how are you mechabed la'achar mosa? Be respectful. What does it mean? Because everything that we do b'chayev is an act of service. And there are no acts of service to do la'achar mosa. So the Gemara has to redefine the what kibud is for la'achar mosa. To let you know, it still exists, it just changes its form. The nature of the kibud is a different kind of kibud, la'achar mosa. But says the Rambam, the mamzer is chayiv b'kavod aviv u'mara'o. So you wait for the Rambam to say, oh, it must be talking about when he did tshuva, when you're not allowed to hit him. And we're not, says the Rambam, afal pishu pater al makasa v'kilaso achiyasa tshuva. Even though you're pater for hitting him and for cursing him and all that, even so, you're chayiv and kavod in mora. Unbelievable. Afilu haya aviv rasha u'balaveros mechabdo u'mesyari mimenu. No matter who your father is, Rasha Balaveros, you have to have kavod, you have to have yira, have mora. Ra'o over al divrei Torah, lo yomer lo, ella avarta al divrei Torah, abba avarta al divrei Torah, ella yomer lo, abba katuv b'torah, kach v'kach, kilu shol mimen of lokum asira. You see your father violate a halacha, you don't say, you violated the Torah, you say, doesn't it say in the Torah something about not eating chazer? I think I can remember such a pasuk about not eating chazer. And the father said, oh, it's a good point. I'm glad I sent you to yeshiva for all those years. It actually says not that way. It will remind him in a nicer kind of way. But what's what I'm talking about? You're allowed to curse him, you're allowed to hit him, and you're chayiv and kavod amara. So if you look at the Lashon of the Rambam, it's pretty clear what he's talking about. It's pretty clear how you can say such a thing. The Rambam never says you're allowed to hit him and you're allowed to curse him. He doesn't say that. The Rambam writes, "Hamamzer chayiv b'kavod av maro, afal pi shehu poter al makasa v'kil laso." He never says afal pi she mutter l'kalalo l'akoso. The way the Rambam must have read this Gemara in Yivam Stav Chav Beis Am Beis is that if the father is a Rasha and that's why the child is a Mamzer because of the Rishos of the father, then the child who hits or curses his father is not going to be punished, he's not going to be Chayiv, he's not going to be Chayiv Misa for it, but it doesn't mean that it's Mutter, it's still Asur to do. One is not allowed to do. We would not encourage doing such a thing. Now, it doesn't really say that in the Gemara. The Gemara never makes such a chilek. The Gemara just says, "Am I? Why would you be chayiv for hitting him? After all, v'nasi ba'amcha losa or ba'osa ma'isa amcha. That it's only when he's osa ma'isa amcha that the pasuk applies." And the Gemara says, "Okay, maybe he did tshuva. That's why you'd be chayiv." But the Rambam reads the way the Rambam understands that is that when he's not osa ma'isa amcha, then you wouldn't be chayiv, but it would still be asur to do. That is the shita of the Rif. The Rif on Daf Hamad Alf, Pedape Rif, and Mesach Zivamis writes that Hani Mili Linyan Chiyuva. The whole Gemara is talking about whether there's a Chiyuv. Avli Inyan Isura, but in terms of the Isur to do it, Afilu Lo Asachuva, Asur Leben, Lakoso, Lekalalo. The child is not allowed to hurt him, not allowed to curse him, not allowed to hit him. And where do we get that from? So, meaning, why would you read the Gemara that way? Why would you make a Chilik the Gemara doesn't say? The Gemara says you're pater for hitting him and for cursing him, and if he didn't do tshuva, only if he did tshuva, you're chayiv for hitting him and cursing him. Why would you say, oh, but it must be still aser? Where would that come from? So there is another Gemara that all comes from. The Gemara Masech Sanhedrin Daf Pei Hey, it's a Gemara Masech Makos as well, talks about who can be the Shliach Beis Din to be the guy to whip people, to give malchus to people. So the Gemara says that lakol ein haben nasa shliach lo lahakosav velo lekalo chutz mimesis medich. No matter what kind of criminal the guy is that's getting punished in Beis Din, if that criminal's son is Beis Din's strongman who does these things, who carries out these punishments, he can't do it to his father. You're not allowed to hit your father. Unless he's a Mesis Mediach. Unless the father is someone who leads people to do Avodah Zarah, because then the Pasuk specifically says, Lo Sachmolov, Lo Sachasolov, that you gotta throw the book at him, you're not allowed to have any Rachmanos on him. But other than that, if he's not a Mesis, then you're not allowed to participate in hitting him, even though he deserves to be punished, someone else is going to have to do it. Now, wait a second, what kind of guy is this that's getting beaten up and Beis Din? Obviously, we're not talking about someone who's, it's not because he won the most mitzvah notes that he's getting beaten up in Beis Din. Obviously, this is someone who's a Rasha. It's Aviv Rasha that we're talking about. So if he's a Rasha and you're allowed to beat him up, so it must be that, and you're not allowed to beat him up, it must be that you're not allowed to hit or curse a father who's a Rasha. Aye, but the Gemara says you're not Chayiv. That's what the Rambam and the Rif say. You're not Chayiv, but you're allowed to do it. It's a pretty compelling Gemara, right? The Gemara says you're not allowed to hit the father as a punishment for his Averos. However, Tosos in Yivamos Chav Beis and Beis, on the bottom of the page in Yivamos Chav Beis and Beis, writes that it's not so. That the Gemara in Parak HaNechnak and the Gemara in Mesech Sanhedrin must be talking about where the guy did tshuva, and that's why you're not allowed to hit him. But if your father didn't yet do tshuva, then you are allowed to hit him even in Beis Din. The assumption is that at some point between one of the whips and the next whip, he's going to be doing tshuva probably. So you don't want to take the chance, Beis Din wouldn't appoint the son to be the one, because at some point he's going to do tshuva. Well, if he did tshuva, why are we still beating him up? Because that's what Beis Din does. Meaning, what Beis Din doesn't, if I could say I did tshuva, doesn't help. We're still gonna beat him up. Beis Din does accept tshuva to a certain extent. Meaning, if someone did an avera that makes him pasul la'edus, and then he did tshuva for that avera, so he will be a kosher aid again. We'll allow him to be an aid. It's not that Beis Din isn't gores tshuva, but not when it comes to onshin. If the guy is chayiv and onesh, and even if he did tshuva, and we know that it's sincere tshuva, we know it's good, it doesn't matter. Beis Din has their job to do, and they have to punish him. That in itself is a fascinating topic. Why that's the case? Meaning, if we really believe in tshuva, why are we still beating the guy up? The avera just became a mitzvah. You know, it reminds me of the, you know, we're talking about a mamzer over here, the mamzer's father who did tshuva, the kasha that the piskei tshuva asks, why is it that a mamzer whose father did tshuva, why is it that the kid's still a mamzer? If a mamzer is only created from a bias iser, the father did tshuva, it turns out all the averos into mitzvos, so it turns out that the child is a product of a bias mitzvah, not a bias iser, because he did tshuva. That should take away his mamzeros. That's a kasha that the piskei tshuva. Rav Shechter in Eretz HaTzvi has a lengthy raya that mamzeros is not defined by a bias iser. It doesn't have to be a bia sister to create mamzerus. Mamzerus is created by a bia of between two people where there's no tefisas kiddushin, where they can't be married. But it's not about the isser shabbat, it's the lack of tefisas kiddushin. So it could have been a great mitzvah, but when the guy slept with the married woman or with his sister, it could have been now it's a great mitzvah because he did tshuva, so it turned into a zuchiyos, turned into a mitzvah, but there's still no tefisas kiddushin with that woman, and therefore it's not gonna help the child from being a mamzer. So this is the machlokas rishonim. Are you permitted to hit the father who's a Rasha or not? Now, if you hold that you are permitted to hit the father that's a Rasha, well, then obviously you would say that there's no chiyuv of kavod for the father. You're allowed to hit him, so clearly there can't be a chiyuv of kavod. But if you say like the Rambam, that no, you're just not going to be chayiv for hitting him, but you're not permitted to hit him either, well, then it makes sense that it's usher to hit him. There's room to say that you do have to be mechabed him, that there does have to be some level of kavod for him. How do we paskin? So in Shulchan Aruch, if you take a look in Siman Reish Mem, Si'if Yud Ches, in source number 17, Mamzer Chayev B'Kavod Aviv B'Mara'o Afilu Aya Aviv Rasho Balaveros V'Chabdo Misyari Mimenu. The Mamzer has to honor his father. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, as you'd expect the Shulchan Aruch to paskin, like the Rambam, like the Rif, exactly. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch would paskin. Says the Rama, V'yesh Amrim De'inu M'chiv L'Chabir Aviv Rasho Elam Kenasa Tshuva. But others say that no, if he didn't do tshuva, there's no chiv of kavod, like the Balei HaTosfos. If he didn't do tshuva, he's still a Rasha, you're allowed to hit him, you're allowed to curse him, so you don't have to be mechabed him either. So I was thinking, what's the nukudas ha-machlokas over here? Maybe this relates back to a little bit where we were talking about what the nature of the mitzvah of kibud av ve'eim is. If the nature of the mitzvah of kibud av ve'eim is that it's a mitzvah of being mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of reaching back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when you look at those who brought you into this world, in order to create human life, it took three partners to create human life. It's not enough to have father, mother, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, father, mother. So when you look back at father, mother, and show them respect for creating your human life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're honoring my partners, I also participate in the creation of human life. That probably applies to a mamzer as much as it applies to anyone else. He is a human life, and by looking back at the partners in the creation of human life with respect, he's going to respect the Kodesh Baruch Hu as well. On the other hand, if it's about Hakaras HaTov, one could argue that a mamzer is nothing to be makar tov. It's Noach lo shelo nivra. He'd be better off never having been born. Minchas Chinuch discusses in Mitzvah Aleph, and when he discusses the mitzvah of Pur Revu, whether there's a kiyum mitzvah of Pur Revu when you have a child who's a mamzer. Is that a kiyum mitzvah of Pur Revu? And Minchas Chinuch, after suggesting that maybe there is a kiyum mitzvah of Pur Revu when you have children that are mamzer, Minchas Chinuch says, but it can't be. He just, like, he can't stomach it. How could it be that bringing a mamzer into this world is a mitzvah? That it's a kiyum mitzvah of Pur Revu? It just can't be. Bring a mamzer into this world, it's a negative thing. It's something that's a terrible thing to bring a mamzer into this world. Maybe if that's the way we view mamzerus, that a mamzer's existence is a terrible thing, so why is it that we have a requirement to honor our parents? Hakaras HaTov. We're makir tov for the fact that we get to live, we get to exist, we get to become tzaddikim. The Gemara Masech Seirivin discusses, is it noach lo adam shenivra or noach lo adam shelo nivra? Is a person better off having been born or better off not having been born? So the Gemara's maskana is, generally speaking, noach lo shelo nivra, better for us not to have been born. But when you do Torah mitzvahs and you're a tzaddik, then it's noach lo shenivra. So our parents brought us into this world, gave us the opportunity to become tzaddikim. So we have to have Hakaras HaTov, because they gave us the opportunity to have to accomplish so much. And it's noach lo shenivra. But maybe if you're in a situation where it's definitely better off that the person never have been born, maybe then there's no requirement of Hakaras HaTov. That's one way to view it. You could also flip it. You could also say it the other way. You could say, now, Hakaras HaTov is not about the fact that I'm doing mitzvahs and I'm a tzaddik. Hakaras HaTov is the fact that whenever you owe your life to somebody, you owe your existence to somebody, you have to have Hakaras HaTov for the fact. Or like the Sefer HaChinuch said, the father may be a mamzer, but he still changed your diapers. You know, he may be a mamzer, but he still raised you, he still fed you, he still... Kids are mamzer. The father may be a rasha, but he still did all these things. Right? So maybe there is a sense of Hakaras HaTov. But as far as Kavod HaMakom, one could argue, if it's all about respecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu only considers it to be a respect to him when you're honoring worthy partners of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you're honoring partners who are unworthy partners, maybe that would not be considered respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara Maseches Bab Kama, Daf Tzadi Dalid, talks about if a father dies and he had a para, he had a cow in his possession. So the Torah over here quotes this Gemara. Hiniach lemaviyam para gezula, chayavim lahachzir mevnei kavod aviyam. That they have to return it for the kavod of their father. They have to return the cow because of the kavod of their father. So the Gemara says that why do they have to return for the kavod of the father? The father's a rasha. You don't have to do anything for the kavod of a rasha. So it says, no, he did tshuva. So you have to return it for his kavod. So the Gemara seems to indicate that for Aviv Rasha, you generally don't have a chiv of kavod. It's only when he did tshuva and he just didn't have time to return it. So now, for his kavod, you have to go and you have to return it. So the question begs itself, if you're going to say that there's a chiv kavod for Aviv Rasha, that even a mamzer has a chiv to be mechaber his father, like the Rambam, like the Rif, like the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that mamzer chayiv b'kvod Aviv b'mora'o, even if he's a Rasha. What do you do with that Gemara? What do you do with the Gemara that says that only if you did tshuva, you have to return it? So I once heard the following biur from Rav Shechter. He explained, and I saw that that Rabbi Hartman, the one who puts out the marals, those are beautiful marals, in the Hakdama to Tiferes Yisrael, he has an essay on Kibbul Aveim, his own writing. Not, he says it's based on maral, but it's really based on Milchus Chinuch, very lamdusha essay on Kibbul Aveim being Ben Am L'Chaver, Ben Am L'Makom, and he says the same exact word that Rav Shechter always says over. So they're both mechavin to the same idea, and there must be others that are mechavin, because you'll hear it, you'll see it's MS. That we discussed, is Kibbul Aveim a din Ben Adam L'Makom, or is it a din Ben Adam L'Chaver? Probably the answer is, whenever you have a chakira like that, where two things aren't necessarily mutually exclusive, probably the answer is both. It's both a din Ben Adam L'Makom, Ben Adam L'Chaver. However, Ben Adam L'Makom, the mitzvah of Ben Adam L'Makom is probably something that doesn't apply if the father's a rasha, because that's an unworthy partner of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, do me a favor, you don't have to honor him on my account, the guy's a rasha. leave me alone. Beron l'chavero, your own hakaras hatov, yeah, that you still have. Now, mitzvos beron l'chavero, typically speaking, always actually, except with one exception, do not apply to dead people, only to living people. Mitzvos beron l'chavero, think of all the mitzvos, bikur cholim and chnas zarchim, and all the mitzvos beron l'chavero only for living people. Beron l'chavero doesn't apply to dead people. There's a mitzvah of kvura, that may be for the kavod ha'chayim, maybe for the kavod ha'briyos, whatever, but it's tzelem elokim, something, but the mitzvos beron l'chavero only apply to living people. So he said, let's think of it like this. When the father is alive, if a father's a Rasha, mitzvah beron l'makom? No. But you still have a mitzvah to be mechavid him. Why? Because you have a mitzvah beron l'chavero. If a typical father who's a tzaddik dies, so mitzvah beron l'chavero? No, because he's no longer here. But you still have a mitzvah beron l'makom. But what if the father is a Rasha and he dies? So the father is a Rasha and he's not here anymore. Mitzvah beron l'chavero? No, because he's dead. Mitzvah beron l'makom? No, because he's a Rasha. So Mela, when the Gemara talks in Bava Kamma, the Gemara says, if the father died and left a para gazula, a para that he had stolen, that he never returned. The Gemara is actually talking about ribbis, but whatever. He left something that he was supposed to have returned and he never returned. So if the father is a Rasha, he never did tshuva, you do not have to return it to be mechabit such a father, because he doesn't deserve any kavod. It's not been on the chavero because he's dead, and it's not been on the makom. But if he did tshuva, says the Gemara, then you have to return it for the kavod of the father. That you still have to do. You have to return for the kavod of the father. It's a beautiful explanation, meaning the one Gemara that seems to really go against the Rambam, that seems to really say that there's no din of kibbur av when the father's a Rasha, is only talking about a father who's a Rasha who's already deceased. That's where there's no din of kibbur av. And based on this analysis, it makes sense, because it all falls away. Beron l'makom falls away. Beron l'chavero falls away. I saw, though, another explanation in that Gemara. I just saw for the first time another explanation in that Gemara that was offered by, I thought I saw it by the Kleisenberger in Divrei Yatziv. One second. No, that was not the right tshuva. Maybe it's in the Mishnah Halachos. I saw a different explanation of that Gemara in the following. Yeah, if you look in source number 22, Rav Menashe Klein gave his own explanation of that Gemara, and he writes as follows: Va'idi dezutri mili ershom kan mashik safti alayla b'siyat deshmai liyashiv. Okay, I am just going to write to you a short note. He says liyashiv divrei Rambam parakvav milchus mamru shakasav da'aviv rasha chayiv lechabdo. That the Rambam says that in Aviv Rasha you have to be mechabit a father who's a Rasha. And everyone asks on the Rambam, Mikushya Satur, the Torah asks the Kash on the Rambam, Migamar ba Matsya Samach Beis, Mehadi Niachlema Aviyam Para. The Gemara says that if the father left them over with a cow, Didafka Bisha'asa Tshuva Chayavim Lechabdo. You don't have to return it if the father never did Tshuva. Only if the father did Tshuva you have a chiv to be mechabit him. Vayin Taz Yardesim Reshmem, Vabes Yosef, because Mishnah tirates, Mishum dekano abanim liyerusha. The Achronim hikshu alav. So the Mefarshim give whatever answers they give, and the Achronim aren't happy with that answer. He says be'emes. So again, the kasha and the Rambam, we know the kasha is how can the Rambam say that there's a chiyuv to honor Aviv Rasha if the Gemara says there's no chiyuv to honor Aviv Rasha. Father left the cow, you don't have to return it. Mishum kavod Aviv. Ube'emes ki gedol mizu tamati. He says, but the truth is, there's even a bigger kasha. Dari Rambam perikdal milchus malve pasak. It's not even like the Rambam forgot that Gemara or paskined against that Gemara. That very same Gemara that talks about if the father died and left a cow and you want to return it, you want to know, do you have to return it? The Rambam quotes that whole Gemara. That if he didn't do tshuva, don't bother. If he did tshuva, then yeah, then you have kavod. But if he didn't do tshuva, no kavod. He quotes that whole Gemara. How could the same Rambam who paskins that there's a mitzvah to be mechabit of Rasha quote that Gemara that you don't have to return it if the father died without doing tshuva? V'amarti b'siyata d'shmaya b'diyuk loshon haGemara v'hani mipnei kvod avihem mi mechayvu. L'chora hayol olamar v'hani b'kvod avihem mi mechayvi. He says, you just have to pay careful attention to the loshon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, these people whose father was a Rasha. He stole this cow and he left it over for them. Mipnei kvod aviyam, mi mechayvi. Because of the covenant of their father, would we be mechayiv them to return their cow, the cow? It shouldn't have said mipnei. What it should have said is, are they chayiv in kavod aviv? Are these people at all chayiv in kavod aviv? What's mipnei? It should be bi kavod aviv. Mipnei sounds like it's something external. Because of. No, it should be vahani bi kavod aviv mi mechayvi. Why does the Gemara say such a strange lashon? And according to pasuk, "Vinasi v'amcha lo sar ba'osa ma'isa amcha," that you only have to respect him if he's also ma'isa amcha. That has nothing to do with kibrav. That pasuk is about cursing people. That has nothing to do with kibrav. So he says, "Well, chen nir lefian is daiti." He says to explain the Rambam, that Rambam mefarish hadba mitziyam nekvod aviyam kolomer tibnei adam min ashuk sheyiru davar mesuyam. What the Gemara means to say is, if everyone else in the street, everyone else in town sees the item, shalaka chaviyam beribis, that the father took illegally, that he took as ribis, however he got it illegally, yivazu oso. What are they going to say? Ah, you see that cow? That's the one that the old man, whatever, who just died, used to be a ganav, and that's the thing. He took beribis from someone when he was a loan shark, and he took away that Nebuch, that poor person's cow. Shaya Rasha, everyone's going to be mevazin that it was a Rasha. V'imkein ha-kavana, so when we say that you have to return the cow, mipnei kvod avihem lo shehim yechabdu as avihem, not so that I can honor that the children themselves could honor their father by returning the cow. No, when the children return the cow, they're preventing others from being mevazin their father. They themselves are not doing an act of honor for the father. How is that an honor for the father? They're not honoring him in any way. They're returning something that he had stolen. How is that honoring him? Honoring him is speaking about him with reverence, is Reini Kaparas Mishkavo, Zichrono Levracha. That's Mechabdo L'Achermoso. Why is this honor to return the cow? No, it's not Bikvod Aviyam that the Gemara is talking about. Bikvod Aviyam, that they're Vadei Chayivit. Whether he's a Rasha tzaddik, whatever, doesn't make a difference. That they have for sure chayavim. Mipnei kvod aviyam. They have to worry about what other people are going to say. And it's on that the Gemara says, if the father was a Rasha and died a Rasha, it's not the children's job to fix his reputation. They don't have to worry about what other people are going to say. That's not their job. They still have to have kavod for him. They still have to say Zichron Levracha, Reini Kaparas Mishkavo. They still have to say all that stuff. They still have to have proper kavod, but it's not their job to fix his reputation. But, says the Gemara, if the father did tshuva, then they do have to take care of his reputation. Then he was a tzaddik, they can't let nasi ba'am chalosar. Forget about the fact that he was a father. That pasuk has nothing to do with the father. Don't let people go around cursing out a tzaddik, a person who died, a tzaddik who died, having done tshuva. You can't let people go around cursing such a person out and saying terrible things about a person. So that's their responsibility to return it. So what emerges is that, again, just to summarize what we've done so far, is we had one fundamental machlokas rishonim. The Rambam and the Rif hold that there is a chiyuv to honor a father who is a Rasha, and the Balei HaTosfos hold there's no chiyuv to honor a father who is a Rasha. What the machlokas was based on was the Gemara about hitting and cursing a father, that you're allowed to, mamzer is allowed to hit and curse his father, who didn't do tshuva, so the Balei HaTosfos say, yeah, he's allowed to, because he has no chiyuv of kavod. The Rambam and the Rif say, no, he's not allowed to. It's not that he's allowed to hit and curse his father, it's that he's not going to be chayiv for doing it. But of course it's aser, you have to have kavod for a father who's a Rasha. That was the fundamental machlokas, Rambam and the Rif on the one side, and the Balei HaTosfos on the other side, and it comes down in halacha exactly like you'd expect, with the Shulchan Aruch passing like the Rambam and the Rif, and the Ramah paskening like the Balei HaTosfos. But the major kasha that the Torah and the Achronim ask on the Rambam is that there's a beferisha Gemara that one does not have to honor a father who is a Rasha. The Gemara says that if your father took a cow, beribis, from someone, he collected interest, and he took a cow, and then the father dies, the children have no responsibility to return it just because of the covet of their father. Mipnei kvod aviyam, they have no responsibility to return it. Because they don't have to be mechabit such a father, it sounds like the Gemara is saying. So you see, the Gemara clearly says, there's no chiv kavod for Aviv Rasha. So it's a kasha on the Rambam. How can the Rambam and the Rif say that there is a chiv kavod for Aviv Rasha? So we suggested two possible answers. Rav Shechter and Rabbi Hartman's answer was that you have to dissect the mitzvah of Kibbur Aveim into its component parts. There are two parts to the mitzvah. There's the mitzvah b'nam l'chavero, there's the mitzvah b'nam l'makom. The rules of all mitzvahs b'nam l'chavero is they don't apply to dead people. The rules of mitzvahs b'nam l'makom is that God is only going to consider it a b'nam l'makom when you respect parents who are on his team. But if the parents aren't on his team, he has no interest in that respect. So the Rambam says, yeah, you have to be mechabed aviv rasha, not b'nam l'makom, only b'nam l'chavero, only out of a sense of hakaras hatov, but not out of a sense of honor to Hashem. Hashem is not on the same team as the Aviv Rasha. Only out of a sense of Beran L'Chavero. Once the father who is a Rasha dies, then the Beran L'Chavero goes away as well, because there are no mitzvahs Beran L'Chavero for a deceased person. So yes, the Rambam will say, I know the Gemara says you don't have to honor a father who is a Rasha, but that Gemara is talking about a father who is a Rasha who also is deceased. If he's a Rasha and he's deceased, you don't have to honor him. But if he's a Rasha and he's alive, then you would have to honor him. Then the second approach we had was Rav Menashe Klein's approach, where he says, no, of course, you have to honor Aviv Rasha, even after he's deceased. But how does one honor a parent after he's deceased? You say, Zichrono Levracha, Reini Kaparas Mishkava, you speak nicely and reverentially about them. Returning his cow? That has nothing to do with honor. The Gemara is not saying you return his cow you don't have to return his cow because you don't have to honor your father. The Gemara is saying you don't have to return his cow to prevent other people from being mevaza him, because that's not your responsibility. But if he did tshuva, then it becomes your responsibility to return his cow in order that other people shouldn't be mevaza him. So those are the two explanations of the Shitas HaRambam. Now there. We're not going to get to the Ger point. Maybe we'll just close. Rav Shlomo Kluger discusses in the Tshuva in Ha'elef L'Chashlomo, what if you have a father who's a drunk, and half the time he doesn't daven because he's drunk and he doesn't wake up for davening and he doesn't put on tefillin and he doesn't do any of these things. So the Rav Shlomo Kluger says, L'chora, that would have a din of a Rasha, and therefore Einu Mechuyav L'Chabdo. So when he's drunk, he doesn't daven, he doesn't put on tefillin, and he has the ability not to drink, so that would break down exactly like this machlokas, that the Mechaber, the Rambam, the Rif would say you still have to be mechabed him, but the Ramah, the Balei Tosfos, would say that you don't have to be mechabed him. What about the Gemara Bava Metzia? So Shlomo Kluger suggests a different approach to answer the Gemara in Maseches Bava Metzia, and he writes as follows: Ulefia nias daiti ayinir liyashiv dulchoru kasha ma parich bedarkei Moshe minasi ba'am chelo saar didavka bosa ma'isam chel mama dama zelaze hasamavi rak below sasei yesh lomer deino amchel chayiv lechabdo. Okay, so what he suggests is that the chilek between cursing versus being able to be mechabed him. I'm not gonna go through this Rosh Hashanah Kluger now. It's gonna take a little longer than the 1 minute we have left. So we'll stop there. All right, maybe the Geirus stuff we'll do some other time.